Jays back in action tonight. David Phelps on the mound for the Jays. They have lost three in a row. Springer's on the IL. We're not sure when he's coming back. They've hit their first bump in the road. Here's our TSN MLB and Jays analyst, Steve Phillips. Taking two or three in Yankee Stadium felt pretty good, Steve, and now all of a sudden they've taken a step or two back. What do you make of where the Jays are as of tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, a week doesn't tell you much of anything. I think the offense really is the thing that's not hitting on all cylinders, and that's good news, I think, because at some point they will. They'll get everybody going. I mean, Bichette's not quite going yet. Teoscar Hernandez isn't going yet. You know, Vlad Jr. swinging the bat well so far. Simeon's a good player. He's going to really, I think, be a really solid guy for them. So, you know, I think the offense just isn't where it is. The starting pitching's pitched to a 4.5 ERA to this point. That's kind of what, you know, beyond Ryu, what you're going to expect. And the bullpen's been excellent. The bullpen's second best in the American League right now. And so I think they're going to be okay without Kirby Yates. I think they've got the weapons in the bullpen and the arms to manage that and navigate it. You know, the starting pitching is a bit of a question. They need Pearson back. They need Ray back. And then start to gauge where they are. Mats was really good his first time out. So, you know, I think if the offense gets going, they're going to be okay. Then again, I mean, how much better would George Springer be than what Randall Grichuk has been? Grichuk's played out of his mind.
Been outstanding.
The first week.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Mm-hmm. He's always got to start slowly. But he swung the bat, and defensively, he's made some huge plays. So, you know, look, I Springer in the lineup, yeah, is the presence, the production. But I think that, the, you know, the Jays are going to be all right. They're just, it's just the early part of the season.
Steve, there was a situation last night where Danny Jansen's up to bat. He butchered a bunt attempt in the game against the Yankees. I think it was game one. He couldn't do it last night. It was just like one of those things where it's like, you got to get that guy over to third. Like, what is he supposed to do differently than the nonsense I saw last night?
Well, I mean, you know, a couple things. I wondered if once they got the Angels out, whether they would bunt, I think it was Simeon up too. Look, you know, this is, I mean, sacrifice bunting is not that hard to do. I mean, I'm telling you, it's a matter of sticking your nose in there and being willing to just catch the ball on the end of the bat, keeping the bat head up, not dropping it. You know, you drop the bat head when you're trying to bunt, you pop the ball up, and yet so many guys still do it. They jab at the baseball. And so, you know, it comes down to if you can't bunt, then you better darn well be able to hit the ground ball to the right side of the infield, and the ground ball to shortstop doesn't do it for you. And so, you know, they failed at that a couple times yesterday, and those little things matter. You know, if they execute that in the 10th inning, then all it takes is a productive out for the second out, and you end up winning the ball game. And so, you know, that's the sort of thing that's going to get Alejandro Kirk in the lineup on a more regular basis, is that, you know, Danny Jansen, he doesn't have to hit home times, but you better do the little things to help the team win if you're not going to hit for a big average or big power. And so, you know, I think at some point Kirk might be the guy. It did seem funny, though, with the Blue Jays starting with Kirk out on second base. You know, they had burned Jonathan Davis. He went into pinch run and got picked off right away, which, you know, that, talk about, that's, I did that in the minor leagues. That's one of life's embarrassing moments. You get out there. You know, you're pinch running, you stretch your legs, you run down the right field line, you got your batting gloves, you know, the fingers dangling out of the back of your pocket, you know, you got the Ricky Henderson where you're wiggling your fingers, the pitcher throws over, picks you off, and you walk back to the dugout. That is as embarrassing a moment as you're going to get in professional baseball.
Yeah, that hurt. And that has been, again, something that has been exposed here, the fundamentals. That was a big part of the conversation with this team last year. And as you said, it's only a week. It's not going to matter at the end of the year, or it doesn't have to. But the change in tone, change in narrative. When you take two of three out of Yankee Stadium, it's all about the positives. It's all about what they're doing right. Then you drop three or four, including two in Texas against a brutal Rangers team, and you start focusing on a weak rotation. Stripling gets rocked last night. Roark the day before. You got Phelps as an opener tonight. I don't know what they're going to do beyond that. Matt's had a great start. Clearly he's going to start on Saturday. But also the fundamentals and the defensive issues, base running issues, laying down a routine bunt. This was a problem with this group a year ago. And until we see it over an extended period of time, it's a question mark at a minimum, Steve. What are they in terms of the fundamentals And they've got to be a lot better if they want to be a playoff team.
Right. Now, defensively, they've only made two errors so far. They're actually, you know, have been among the better defensive teams so far this year. And, you know, we've seen some nice plays in the outfield by Grichuk. And so I think Semien and Bichette are going to be good up the middle. And I like Vigio at third and Guerrero at first. I don't ever play Vlad over at third base again. And so I do think that defensively they're going to be better. You know, and at some point, you know, you're still figuring out who's part of the problem, who's part of the solution. And it's not coaching sometimes. Sometimes it's just that maybe you need to get a better player in there. And they're going to have to figure that out as part of where they're going right now. But I do think they've got a lot of good baseball players. I will tell you, the game that disappointed me was the getaway day in Texas, I guess on Wednesday. You know, they just, the offense was lethargic that day. In getaway days, where you're leaving a town and, you know, playing the game, those are critical days. And so often, teams just don't seem connected on those days. And that's where you need a veteran who's barking at people, getting them riled up a little bit, getting them focused and challenging. And I think for Charlie Montoyo, you know, getaway days, he may need to force the issue with hit and runs and trying to manufacture getting people moving, you know, because a lot of times those are day games too. And so those are something to keep an eye on. The end of a series, when you're traveling, how does your team perform there? Because it could be a critical factor in a season.
Steve, your Mets had a dirty, greasy win yesterday. What did you make of that whole scene? That was something else. That was greasy, man. What did you make of the situation?
I think they got to vacate the win. In fact, you know what's funny is FanDuel, the betting site, they actually refunded people's money that lost in the money line for the Mets game there. They actually refunded people's money. I'm like, wow. Now, here's the thing. I think that Don Mattingly and the Marlins made a mistake. They should have filed a protest because it was not a judgment call. It was a rules interpretation. Because if you watch the video, the umpire, Ron Culpa, he's going into the position to call it a third strike.
Punch him out.
He's ready to ring him up. Then he saw the ball hit him. And he goes, oh, hit by pitch, hit by pitch, which means that he let the hit by pitch overrule the strike. And that's not the rule. The rule is that the strike, if you get hit by a pitch and the ball's in the strike zone, it's a strike. By the way, Conforto didn't make any effort to get out of the way of the ball. So even that was a reason it shouldn't have been a hit by pitch. And so it wasn't judgment. It was a rule interpretation. I think they lost an opportunity there because I think they would have won that. Listen. My belief is there should be instant replay to check that. Here's the way I look at it. If I were the Mets, an instant replay overturned that, and they had a chance to talk to New York and reminded them of this, the pitch was a strike and everything else, and they had said, you know what, it's strike three, he's out. It would have been the second out of the inning. I would have been absolutely okay because it would have been the right call. Even if it took away the win, it was the right call.
Hayes hates video replays, so he's just happy with the way it ended up, and he doesn't care. He's happy. He does. He hates video replay, and he thinks what happened yesterday is perfectly fine. Brian, what are your thoughts?
Well, listen, when you look at the video, Conforto, to your point, A, he doesn't try to move. B, his elbow's in the strike zone. Yeah, like, of course it was a botched call. But the review, you go and review it anyway, and where you at? You know, like I hate the fact that generally speaking, you waste time and you come back and you end up with a confusing conclusion anyway. You know, half the time it becomes, it's always subjective. If you're reviewing, it's still going to be a human being making a subjective call, more or less, unless it's completely black or white. So if you get something in the gray area, half the time it's going to be right, half the time it's going to be wrong, and you're going to piss off people one way or the other. So, you know, human nature, it happens. Mistakes happen. What are you going to do? Listen, it should not have been called the way it was called, clearly. It should not have ended the game. There's no other way around it. Like, that should not be disputable, even if you are the biggest diehard New York Met fan. But
what if you're a Marlins fan and you end up coming up a game short of making the playoffs?
Yep.
That could come up. Think about that. Now, here's the thing. It didn't mean that they would have won the game because it would have still been tied. There would have been two outs with the bases loaded. And so, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean they would have won, but they would have had a chance to still win that game. And that was taken away from them. And so I still think there should be some system for the final play of the game just to make sure, because they really botched it up. And I don't know where the umpire's friends were in all of this, but you would have thought the other umpires might have been supportive of trying to help their buddy out behind the plate as this, you know, it turned into a real debacle.
We're Steve Phillips, our Jays analyst. Quickly before we get you out of here, a couple of news items here with the Jays that have just broken in the last half an hour. Teoscar Hernandez has been placed on the injured list following exposure to a positive COVID case. So with close contact outside of the team. So he's out for an extended period of time. This is one that's crazy. This is one that we only have now. We didn't have back in the summer. Ryan Borucki has been placed on the IL due to side effects from his COVID-19 vaccination. So side effects from the vaccination.
Jesus.
I hope he got the shot in his right arm. Like, if he got it in the left arm, you'd be like, Borucki, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, right.
You know. But and Chatwood is also on the IR with a right triceps inflammation. But on top of that, Alejandro Kirk will start behind the plate tonight. So maybe Jansen's being sent a message, Steve.
I think it's Andrew Heaney, left-hander on the mound, and Kirk can really punish some right and left-handed pitching. And you want to work him in there, too. So I think it'll be interesting to see what it looks like. And for Kirk, I think the more he works with the pitching staff, the better. And I think that he's really going to hit. And I just think that right now, and look, I like Danny Jansen, but I think he's had some opportunity. There's no denying he's had an opportunity. And at this point, I think you have to say that he's played more like a backup catcher. And if Kirk can hit and can catch well enough, I think he's going to get the playing time.
Yep, it's going to be a fun weekend. Enjoy it, Steve. We'll do it again soon. Thank you for this.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you.
There is Steve Phillips, our TSN 1050 Jays analyst. So, again, a lot of movement in terms of what the Jays are dealing with right now. Borucki dealing with a vaccine reaction. And Teoscar Hernandez, contact tracing, he's going to be out for the foreseeable future anyway. We'll see. Maybe that means throughout the weekend, if not beyond. And Tyler Chatwood on the IL. So you're dealing with some injuries here. Kirk will go tonight.